Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Should give you comfort. Russia is claiming now that they are allowing limited ceasefire in key cities. That would give you a lot of comfort, wouldn't it? Limited ceasefire. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
We can turn it on, we can turn it off whenever we want.
Yeah, and everybody get that memo?
Limited ceasefire in key cities. Yeah, okay, all right. We'll decide which city and we'll decide whether the ceasefire is on or off. Good luck on that track out of the country. Unbelievable. Hope you're praying about the situation in Ukraine. The president saying we need more lethal weapons. They're asking for air cover. And the video we're getting increasingly disturbing from Ukraine. We have a guest later today on the program. Actually, a seasonal farmer from Ray, North Dakota, who has roots in Ukraine and had radio background and said, I'm going to go there and I'm going to report on this so more people know about it. Because that's the other thing. We're getting it all through the filter of the national media. And I've had listeners send me things from TASS that were more factual than we're seeing over here. Right?
And, you know, for me, it's not about, you know, what they're doing. They're doing it. It's happening. But why? You know, the motives of why. I heard yesterday, just over the weekend, read a number of things how Zelensky's a puppet for George Soros. Ukraine is the most corrupt country in Western Europe. I mean, it goes down the, so it goes to motive to me.
Okay, well, but.
You know what I mean? Why is Putin doing this? Is he, you know, does he not want to see the globalists succeed and take over Ukraine? I don't know. But it's happening and it's tragic and it's awful. I'm just, you know, it's still asking why, is my point.
Well, if that's true, he's not really smart enough to have that case be made. He looks horrific here.
Right.
He's off. He's unhinged. So I think I'd go about writing that wrong a little differently than taking it out on the people of Ukraine.
Oh, no question.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What he's doing here. And I'm hearing the same things you are, but I'm not convinced that Russia's the good guy here. I've not seen enough to say Russia's the good guy, and that's just by Russia's actions here. Love your take on this today and what's on your mind. We are going to go next hour, actually a little later on this hour, to get an update from there. We also have the Director of Advanced Energy System Initiatives at EERC today to answer some of the questions that came up last week on EERC. Rather on carbon capture from the experts that have been doing this for a long time. This is not new. It's not like somebody said, you know, let's just pop some carbon down to the ground and call it good. I mean, this has been researched, this has been studied, and we'll get just some of the basics on this. Ron Ness is actually going to guest host for me on Wednesday. I'll be gone Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from the show, and Ron will be here Wednesday, and we have some other great guest hosts lined up for you as well Thursday and Friday, but the alliance between agriculture and energy as it relates to carbon capture and best practices in the agriculture world that benefit the energy world is growing. And we saw that last week with the announcement of Tharaldson Ethanol with Continental Resources. There's a quarter of a billion dollars, $250 million investment in this space. So it's an interesting conversation. A lot of questions last week. Good questions. And I think people should ask questions because it is new and you don't just assume everything's great. But I wanted to make sure we got some answers for the people who called last week, so we'll have a pro here to answer that. Jim, the flagpole guy, decided to go all the way to D.C., Kev. He just kept on rolling.
That's our boy.
Yep. So he originally was just going to do the North Dakota-Minnesota trek, maybe into Wisconsin, but and then turn around. But he said it was so infectious to see literally at every place they were at along the way, people on the overpasses cheering them on. Do you see much of that in the media? I haven't seen too much of that in the media.
Not a lot, no.
Yeah.
Some social media stuff, but it gets like two likes. Nobody actually gets to see it because they squelch that, too.
Yeah.
So, a great email from Lori. She says, don't forget to wear your mask during the nuclear holocaust.
it's about it, isn't it?
That made me laugh.
Yeah. Thank you, Lori. Appreciate that. A couple of ways for you to join the conversation today, and I just want to find out what's on your mind about this or anything. You're watching today, you're hearing about, you caught over the weekend, tell us what's on your mind. You can call us at 800-228-0550. You can text us at 701-237-1590. Or you can call our 24/7 line. Just leave a message, no waiting, 855-200-1776.
I'm surprised you waited this long to bring up the Penrose Cup. UND winning that bad boy over the weekend.
It was very nice to see them once again raise the Penrose Cup, especially because we had 14 new faces on that UND hockey team.
Now, is that that's the Conference Cup, right?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
And, here's the deal. The NCHC and the prize is the Penrose Cup is without question the best league in college hockey. So
I'll take your word for it.
Winning the NCHC is darn near the equivalent, as far as the challenge of the opponents you're playing all year long to get there,
right,
of winning an NCAA title. Ideally, you wouldn't have the brackets, so you end up getting just a handful of those NCHC teams because they're all good.
So they win the regular season, which is the Penrose. Now they're into the NCHC quarters.
Right, so that'll be
Colorado
home.
College.
That'll be home this weekend to play CC.
Yep.
Yep, and then you start getting into the NCAA tournament. Yeah,
I love this time of year.
So first will be the quarterfinals this weekend. Then when they win there, they go to St. Paul, and in the what do they call that again? The Frozen Four.
Yep.
And Frozen Four is the NCAA, so I don't know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Exactly, if they what the name is. It's similar to the Frozen Four, where they get down to the final, and then it's the NCAA tournament. So, but here's the amazing thing, just quickly on UND hockey, since you brought it up, Kevin. This team with 14 new, they had like 9 freshmen and 5 transfers, okay? So players that are new to the UND team, was not expected to do much of anything. I think they were picked 5th or 6th in the league amongst the peers. And, they started tough, and you saw a lot of people say, they're terrible, they're awful, this is terrible. And lo and behold, they win the league.
And Bradbury said, hold my beer.
He said, hold my beer. Frozen face-off is what it is, not the Frozen Four.
Frozen face-off.
Thank you, Super Producer Chris Larson. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's get to the phones to find out what's on your mind today. And John and Minot's first up. Go ahead, John.
Hey, just want to get you to open your mind a little bit about carbon capture, windmills, and solar power. You know, we talk about carbon capture, and it takes away capital from investment in, let's say, drilling oil wells. You could basically, for the $250 million that is being invested in the new project, you could drill about 10 new wells of capital. If you go for solar power, you would take up about 3/4 of the farmland in North Dakota to install solar power and also the batteries necessary, along with the windmills. You know, we need to have the technology in place before we look at the new technologies. We have oil. It takes up very little land space and produces a lot of energy. And I'd just like to point out that we need to look at reality of today. So I just want to bring up those points.
They're good points, John, but let's take Continental Resources as an example. They're putting $250 million in investment into this. We talked to Jeff Hume, one of the top leaders from Continental, about this, and he said Bill Berry, their CEO, smart guy, very smart guy. And Jeff Hume, been at Harold Hamm's right hand for decades, okay? A CEO there now, Bill Berry, another smart guy, says to Jeff Hume and the whole team at Continental, we got to look at where the future is going. We got to take part of our dry powder, if you will, and put it where the future is going. That's how the investment of $250 million came. And I would argue any good company should do that, right? You obviously committed a large large percent of your resources to what you do, in the case of Continental Resources, is oil and gas. But you also say, where's the future going? And, you know, you're going to sprinkle a little here and there. I pressed Harold Hamm.
Let me finish this part, John,
and then I want to get your take. I pressed Harold Hamm on this to say, you know, why is production flat? Why is production flat? Because, I mean, Continental Resources, a prime example, they borrow against cash flow to drill. You know, that's been their modus operandi. When the market rewards it, they borrow money to drill because they're darn good at it. Okay, they're not doing that anymore. They're sprinkling some things to other innovations. Why? Because prior to this mess in Ukraine, and I hope it changes, these companies are rewarded on keeping production flat. So there is no reward in increasing production because of the stupid ESG, environmental extremist, wacko world we live in. So then your analogy falls apart a little bit, John, because if you took the $250 million just drilled for oil, guess what?
It doesn't.
They are punished. Well, let me give you the opportunity to respond to that when we come back on What's On Your Mind, because we're going into a break. Don't go away, John. Other calls welcome. 800-228-0550. John's making sense. It's just not the publicly traded world these companies live in, unfortunately, to get capital.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Take the first step in the direction of life-changing hyperbaric oxygen treatment by attending a free educational presentation featuring one of the nation's top experts, Dr. Scott Scher, an integrative HPOT physician. Saturday, March 5th at 3 p.m. Save that date, Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m., and you'll find out about the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic, which is now open and taking patients. There is relief from chronic fatigue. Hear about the breakthrough treatment for brain injury and concussions. And patients have had great success in returning to normal after the lingering effects of COVID. Saturday, March 5th, 3 p.m., Avalon Event Center. Get the facts. Learn from the experts. This is a free event sponsored by the all-new Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic and the Swanson Foundation. Find out more information now at swansonhyperbarics.com. swansonhyperbarics.com. And we'll see you March 5th, 3 p.m. at the Avalon Event Center.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now I'm not like this, I'm really kind of shy, but I get this feeling.
That's me, I'm shy. I'm a shy guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's me. I am kind of a shy guy. I wasn't too shy to not be in Tioga over the weekend, though, and we had a wonderful event Saturday night for Jim Prather, who is the voice behind Talk of the Town on KTGO, one of our affiliates here on the What's on Your Mind radio network, part of the Flag family.
Great guy.
Great guy, great broadcaster, and a man about town, just loves Tioga more than anything.
He's from there, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Anyway, he is battling. Started with congestive heart failure, then ended up with COVID, then they found out he had pancreatic cancer. I mean, just one thing after another, gallbladder out. Chemo started now, but thanks to everybody that came out and enjoyed the conversation. So much love there. Really was for the Flag family. Appreciate all the loyal local listeners there and folks that came up and said hi. Thank you very much for that. Brought to you today by another one of our loyal sponsors, MyPillow, Mike Lindell and the team. Mike wants me to give you a free book. So any purchase of MyPillow right now gets you a free book. I'll put it in your cart immediately. Body pillow in a case, $39.99 right now. Big bedding sale, 50% off sleepwear, sheets, 2-inch mattress topper, blankets, quilts, and comforters.
We got the...
what is happening to me here?
Yeah, it's clear. We got, I was just saying, we got another set of sheets in. And I can't tell you enough about how... You know when you get a nice, clean set of sheets on your bed, fresh? Those MyPillow sheets are just smooth.
They are smooth. Just that's the best word for them.
They're just
and they
fantastic.
Stay that way.
They stay that way.
And it's like...
It's really amazing.
You hear about a comfort blanket. This is like comfort sheets.
They really are awesome.
Great deals, radio listener special, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square or call 800-506-9028. But remember, promo code Scott. Free book. What are the odds? From crack addict to CEO. All right, back to John, who said, enough of this crazy carbon capture stuff. Let's invest in drilling for oil. And I explained, John, why as much as I agree with you, the markets don't reward that. You wanted to respond. Go ahead.
Sure. I mean, I'm not going to knock Harold Hamm. He's proven himself. There's no question about his intelligence. But he's also a capitalist, and he knows where to follow the money and where his return on investment goes. But are you willing to sacrifice 3/4 of our farmland? And I know your answer is no. And that's what it will take to power North Dakota, you know, to keep our cities running. So I'm saying that we're all following our politicians and our regulators. And by following our politicians and regulators, we're following a Marxist doctrine. Who wants us dependent upon wind and solar more than anybody else? The Marxist.
I think that's why we live where we live. Okay.
Let me finish. You know, if we're all following what other countries want us to follow, and that is wind and solar. Now, if you don't think it has a cost, it has a huge cost. How much square footage does our natural gas power plants going to take up new farmland? None. How much are our coal power plants going to take up? None. All we have to do is keep those going. Those are very clean, as you've always stated, sources of energy. But you know, if you do a logical analysis, solar and wind are going to take up huge swaths of farmland in North Dakota just to power North Dakota.
I would agree with you, John. I would agree with you, John, that they would if we succumbed to that woke agenda. We're not going to. We are in all of the above energy state. Look, we just saved the Coal Creek Power. We saved a coal plant that a co-op in Minnesota was really willing to sack. Well, I don't know what you know about Rainbow Energy. I don't know what you know about Rainbow Energy and the leaders behind this. I would say they have a pretty good track record that when they invest in something, they are able to do it. Now,
you have taught me on the radio, and I've learned a lot, I've listened a lot, and I've done the math. We're going step by step down a certain rabbit hole. You got to admit it. I've listened to you. I know where your heart is. I know where your logic is, you know, to a certain point, but you are following. Follow the trap. You are following into the trap.
How am I falling into the trap when I say we need all of the above energy? Every single energy source we have in North Dakota, we need all of them. How is that falling into the trap? And again,
I'll explain. Let me explain that really easy, because each step of the way, we are going further and further down the solar and wind trap. Okay? They are not going to stop. Each 10 years ago, you would not have said, oh, I see solar as being our main source of power. I see wind being our main source of power. Today, you say, okay, I see it being a all
I don't.
Above.
I don't
when
at all. Let me give you an example. I asked the, if you hear these commercials for XL Energy, they make you about want to puke. XL Energy, carbon free by 2050. They might as well say, we sell pixie dust and unicorns. It's insane. Now, I press the CEO of XL Energy to say, tell me how exactly you get to carbon free by 2050. He said, well, it's aspirational. In other words, it's just a whiteboard goal that some executive wrote on a board. 2050, let's put it in commercials. It has to be sustainable and it has to be affordable. In other words, it won't happen. So here's the deal. I don't doubt what you are describing they want. I'm simply saying, John, it is not reality. And I think Texas and the power meltdown prove that. I think also, what have we done in North Dakota? We've said coal ought to be priced accordingly to the fact that it is always on reliable energy. It's base load power.
Right.
We've rewarded coal for that. We've saved a coal plant.
We agree.
Why do you think we would ever in North Dakota go, yeah, it's okay to have 3/4 of our land be wind power, and we don't really need coal. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. Now, I don't doubt the agenda's out there, John. That's where I'm with you. I'm just saying it's not reality.
Right.
It's happy talk.
I agree. We agree on a lot. I mean, I'm not saying we are on opposite sides. I'm just pointing out some of the obstacles that we have. I'm saying that we are, you and I, are following down the trap. I'm not saying that, you know, you're some evil person whatsoever. But what I am saying, look at the cost of if you had to travel on an electric vehicle, as much traveling as you do in North Dakota, how many times you would have to stay overnight in a hotel and not make it to your destination.
Well, you're right. And that's why it's not practical. Not to mention, guess what would power them in North Dakota?
Right.
Coal. Coal powers them.
Right.
What, you see what Elon Musk said over the weekend? Do you see what Elon Musk, Mr. Tesla, said over the weekend?
Exactly.
He said, we need more oil and gas, folks. Let's just be honest. And we do. Look, this is why Europe is in such a mess right now. This is why this war is happening right now. They have sold their souls to the devil for this green agenda. But as long as you need capital to do things, and a company like Continental Resources does, by the way, there's breaking news today that Whiting and Oasis have agreed to merge. And they're going to create an oil producer with a Williston Basin acreage position of about $1 billion net across North Dakota and Montana. So that's huge. That's huge good news. But guess what? These companies right now are being punished because of the green agenda. So they have to, if they want capital, if they want to continue to grow, they've got to put some eggs in that basket. I don't think that's bad. Fascinating conversation, John. I'm honored that you say you've learned things from listening to this program, and you've certainly challenged everybody. I'm with you in worrying about the world that is coming. I'm not with you in the fact that we'll succumb to it. But thanks for calling. Call again, okay? More after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. So DJ Coulter's my insurance agent, American Family Insurance. I want him to be yours, too. I really do. And DJ, tell folks what you do differently at DJ Coulter Agency with the business lines.
Well, Scotty, we sit down with business owners and we ask them a lot of questions to make sure that truly have their world protected. And you need to have not just your liability, you need to not just have your building, any assets in the building. Now we have cyber liability coming at us.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high quality, cost competitive products and services, integrity, innovation too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
NATO jets may be heading to Ukraine. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken told CNN that NATO members have the go-ahead to send fighter jets to Ukraine to help the country defend itself against Russia's onslaught.
We are working with Poland as we speak to see if we can backfill anything that they provide to the Ukrainians. We very much support them. providing MiGs, SUs, planes that Ukrainians can fly.
A third round of peace talks are in the works for the combatants today. At least seven people are dead, two of them children, younger than five, after multiple tornadoes swept across central and southwest Iowa this past weekend. Six of the fatalities came from the Madison County area just southwest of Des Moines. The National Weather Service received 42 reports of tornadoes in the south central and southwest portion of the Hawkeye State. The tornadoes were worse than forecasters predicted. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In part today by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Have you made the switch yet? Or are you still sending your hard-earned money to people that send the money you send them to all kinds of woke causes? Just check it out. Go look Verizon, AT&T. Who do they spend money with? Who do they support? Who do they donate to? Patriot Mobile is the first they're non-woke, 100%, and proud of it. Special deal for our listeners, if you go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Just look into this. They support companies and organizations that share their values. They not only share our beliefs, but they actually do something about it. The only Christian conservative wireless carrier. Who calls themselves that? You're right. And they donate to, I'm just looking at a list, religious freedom causes, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Special discounts for veterans, first responders, and for multi-line accounts. So here's the bottom line. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily. Or call the 972-PATRIOT. All right, a couple calls waiting to weigh in here. And we also are going to go live to Ukraine. Have you got Bill on the line? Okay, you let me know when you got him. A little bit challenging sometimes to track these folks down. Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everybody. I'd just like to give you a report. I didn't intend on coming all the way to D.C., but sometimes when you feel called and that the provisions have been made and the requests have been made, I'm calling. I just want to give a report on behalf of America and what I have experienced in the last 4 days. Scott, we left Minot, and as soon as we arrived there, there was a wonderful spirit that sent us off. And then as we traveled from Minot to Bismarck, thank you to everybody that was on the sides of the road. And then Underwood was a huge crowd in Washburn, and then to Bismarck, and then all the way down to Fargo, and then we got into Minnesota, and oh my goodness, the overwhelming support. We arrived in the dark at Sauk City, Minnesota, and what a welcoming we had there. And that was repeated through Hudson, I think I'll miss them, but all the way here. Okay, there's, I figure, I don't know, I'm just going to guess. I'm going to say there's like 700 to 800 overpasses. I'm saying 75% of them had somebody, and most of them had 20 to 50, and like half of them had 60 to 100. There was fire trucks. There was police cars with their lights on. In Minnesota, we've driven. There was people standing on the roofs. They all had come out. It's like the boss said, go out and stand outside and wait for the Freedom Convoy to come in, because it's like all the employees are standing outside. Okay, so we continue. And it's just continual support and overwhelming. We feel like we're called to do this. We're doing this. We have people that call in and they say, we want to donate and we want to help. How can we help? Please go and be our voice. So, okay, so make this quick. We got here last night at midnight. And we received a wonderful support here. People just waited for us to get here and everything. We're at the Dominion Raceway in Thornburg, Virginia. It's about an hour south of D.C. Well, when we woke up, the spirit changed. We realized that maybe there's a bait and switch going on. And now we're looking for, I guess they have two other options, the places that we're going to go, and they're working on
it. Well, I'll explain that, though, Jim. What are you talking about, a bait and switch, and what was different about this morning?
Okay, so there was two organizers here that created a big shindig. There was a stage, there was a band. We weren't here for it. We got in too late. And all the locals came here, and there's all kinds of stuff they brought, you know, like everybody else. So there's this huge crowd, I hear. And so when we get here, the two organizers said, you got to be out of here by 5 o'clock today. And it floored everybody. The whole group is just like upset.
So basically, I had a big welcome party for everybody there. Throw a little event and welcome you with the open arms. And then today it's get out of here by 5 p.m.
Correct. It was just for show. That's what they're saying. I wasn't privy to all the planning and everything, but it was bait and switch. I'll just summarize it like that. It was bait and switch. Mm. Okay, so here we are. And then, so what they don't understand is the prayers of those. I figure there was 100,000 people that supported us coming here, and all those people are praying for us. So what they didn't count on that. So
yeah.
There's a few of us are maintaining a level head, and but we'd like to know. We'd like to ask everybody to pray for us that we're protected, because we are in the lion's den. I just sensed a real opposite spirit by the management here at the raceway, and even in the hotel. There's I don't think we're really welcomed here. So with that said, we're asking for support, continued support, because we don't know where this is going. Our leaders are saying this is a chess game, and they make a move, we make a move. And do you trust us? And of course we trust them, because they brought us here. And we trust the hearts of, you know, we owe it to everybody that came out and stood in the cold for hours and hours and hours waiting for the convoy to go by. And so we're asking, I'm personally asking if anybody could go to usflagpoleguy.com and send us an email of any support. This could kind of take a while. And or prayers, please email us your prayers. Know that there are two sides to America, and this one over here doesn't like much having us here. And we were told that we can't drive on the beltway with our semis, and that's, I guess, a new thing too. So we get here, and the opposition has kind of set a new set of rules, and they're threatening. So we're in a spot. We just need, number one is prayer, because there's You know, and then what I also experienced, Scott, was as we traveled, you know, I have certain people in my life that are speaking into my life and praying, and they're kind of prophesying, or they're saying, and then as I travel, different people from different organs, they don't know each other, they're all saying the same thing, that God's coming back in America, and we're asking for everybody's heart to line up and to be that spiritual lion in the face of opposition. And pay attention to us, and please know that
can you help me understand what you think is going on? I mean, is this a case of wherever you're at in Virginia staging to go in, people have been threatened by law enforcement, so the tone is changing? Is it they wanted to lure you there, and now they're trying to shut you down and provoke some kind of confrontation? What's your gut and what's going on, Jim?
This has been planning has been going on for a long time. And up till last night, everybody's plans have been, come to fruition. When we arrive at a town, it's as exactly as what they say it is. It is, people have welcomed us. They have supported us. They say, thank you for coming. We're praying for you here. Please accept my gift. Go fight for us because we need you, and thank you. Well, then we get here, and these two leaders seem to all of a sudden say, oh, wait, you got to go. I don't get that. I don't get it. I'm not privy to inside, but all I know is at the end of the day, we're not going to be here.
And then the question is, how about descending into Washington, D.C., and what you're expecting there? What is the plan there? When is this trucker convoy expected to arrive in Washington, D.C.?
So the organizers were going to fill us in on the details when we arrived. And because they, get this. I'm asking that Kevin Cramer, Congressman Armstrong, Senator Hovind, Senator Cramer, I'd like to speak with them while I'm here. I'd like to tell them what's going on.
By the way, so Senator Cramer, I don't think he was joking, said if you have a Senate license plate, you are allowed to be anywhere in Washington, D.C., and he thought maybe it'd be a good idea for some of the lead truckers to be able to go right on up to the Capitol to send an important message. He's not real fond of the idea that these people are being stopped, so I think that's a good idea. I'd get those folks involved as well. Who knows, but it sounds like...
If everybody could write Kevin Cramer and ask him to see the flagpole guy, Senator Hovind, I'm just here. I'm trying to be humble and try and just give reports and ask for help and prayer right now. I don't have any more information than that right now.
Well, that's fine. That's enough. And I think
it's heavy duty.
When you talk about the show of support that we saw in North Dakota, and you saw all the way along on this trip, the American people are with you. And we can speak for folks in the heartland of America, and you've asked for something easy for us to take a few minutes and pray. USFlagpoleGuy.com. That's the new website, by the way, for Jim the Flagpole Guy. He's going global, ladies and gentlemen. North Dakota has launched one of the best from ND Flagpole Guy to US Flagpole Guy. .com. So check that out, and make sure you're including them in their prayers, because, there's a lot of people out there who want to make this into something that's not, and that is it's a stand for freedom. That isn't too hard to comprehend at all. Jim, thanks for the update, and you call us back anytime you have an update, okay? We have an open line for you, sir.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless America. Thank you.
Jim, the flagpole guy, embedded right there outside Washington, D.C., getting ready to go. Wow. John Hinderacher on the $7.7 billion Minnesota surplus. An update on the efforts to put it back in the pockets of Minnesotans when we come back. The Advanced Energy Systems Initiative's director on carbon capture next hour, and also going to Ukraine.
So now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trying to get my courage up. There was this long, lovely dancer, little club downtown. Loved to watch her do her stuff. Through the long, lonely nights, she filled my sleep. Body softly swaying to that smoky beat.
down on Main Street.
Back on What's on Your Mind.
Down on Main Street.
Talked to our friend Carol Juman over the weekend. And we have two tours that are nearing capacity for the trip to Norway. The one that Maria and I are hosting June 6th through the 20th. And also the Norway Luxury Tour, which is the 44th annual of that tour, July 18th through August 2nd. So if you've been on the fence, now is crunch time. They'll need your deposit and need to count some noses very soon to be able to take off here. June 6th through the 20th, July 18th through August 2nd, call 701-237-9000, 701-237-9000, or email Carol with two R's, carol@juventours.com. Have you along. All right, John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment. Is John there, fellas?
Hey, I'm here. Hi, Scott.
How are you, John? Good to see you.
Doing great. Back for a week in Florida. That's why I look kind of orange.
Well, good for you. I'm going to tough it out myself, leaving later today for a little spring break and a little bit of work, combining the two. But you got to do it with this winter, don't you, just to get some vitamin D.
Yeah, I was doing some fundraising, but I also found some time to hit the beach. It was great.
Good for you. So how are we coming on the $7.7 billion surplus and getting it back into the pockets of Minnesotans?
Scott, you are behind the times. It started out at 7 point something. The revised budget forecast is for a $9.2 billion surplus for the next biennium. And, Scott, you won't believe this. The Walz administration is spinning this as a positive. They're saying, isn't this great? We have a bigger surplus than any nearby state. And, of course, what that means is that we've overtaxed our citizens even more than the other states. They're trying to claim it like it was a good thing. So here in Minnesota, we are leading the charge to give the surplus back where it came from to the taxpayers in the form of permanent tax cuts.
This is not a unique problem in government. Minnesota, of course, it's worse than most places, but and COVID has exacerbated this. So $9.2 billion really is the reason that surplus is so big is partly the reason we have the inflation we do right now. Is it not, John?
Well, that's part of it, Scott. I mean, several billion dollars represent is free money, you know, inflation money from the federal government. But most of it is structural. You know, 2/3 or 3/4 of this surplus is structural. And that's a really important point, because one of the reasons why the Democrats are so eager to spend this money, and believe me, Scott, if they have their druthers, they'll spend every nickel of it. But the reason is they're not going to just spend it once. They're going to spend it over and over and over again, because if that money goes into spending in the budget for the next biennium, in 2 years, it's in the budget, mm-hmm. and they'll spend it again with a percentage increase, right? So we have to head that off at the pass. We got to give it back to the taxpayers.
Describe the momentum on that front. I mean, you're fighting an uphill battle, obviously, in Minnesota. You got Walz, you got just entrenched tax and spenders big time. You making some progress?
Yeah, I think so, Scott. I mean, we'll see about that. We've set up a website, giveitbackmn.com, giveitbackmn.com. And your listeners, our listeners, can go to that website, and they can send an email to their senator, their representative, Governor Walz. They can also record a brief video. We've been pushing these videos out on social media. In your own words, tell Governor Walz why the government in Minnesota should give the surplus back. So far, we've already, Scott, gotten over 19,000 emails sent out from that website. Before we're done, there's going to be over 100,000 emails sent out from that website, maybe way over 100,000. We're on the radio on your stations as well as others. We have billboards going up soon. And this whole Give It Back campaign is going to culminate on April 23rd in a big rally on the steps of the state capitol in St. Paul.
Has anything been done that coordinated of an effort to awaken, Minnesota elected leaders, politicians, That's pretty amazing.
I don't think so, Scott. There have been anti-tax rallies at the Capitol in the past, driven mostly by talk radio. I don't know that anybody's ever done this kind of coordinated effort like we are putting on. And we're getting help from other organizations as well. And we'll see what happens. If our legislature does not want to give us permanent tax cuts, if we can't get tax cuts when we have a $9 billion surplus, Scott, when are we going to get tax cuts? I mean, I think this is the time. And if legislators don't want to vote for permanent tax cuts, we'll see them in November.
One more time, that website to let your voice be heard.
GiveItBackMN.com.
GiveItBackMN.com. Let's make this one successful so this spreads all across the USA. A lot of dollars sitting there. $9.2 billion. Thanks for the update. Sitting there in a kitty. Give it back, folks. John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment coming to North Dakota in 2022, which is great. Actually already here, which is wonderful. AmericanExperiment.org to find out more about their good work. Thanks, John.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
Take care.
Action Movers is hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532.
Action Movers. End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.